everybody. Well, here we are again, another wonderful DBS radio show, Creation Light Shift Healing. Today is, we call it the Healing Highway, so we do some healings, answer questions, if we have any testimonials. So we're going to do the day today. Get you off this timeline today. So here we go. This is April 2nd. The year is 2018. So let's clear that date. Release in the energy. I'll count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, five. That feels good. And bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And we'll put peace energy into you and into the room around you. Oh, here we go. Use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And if you have a situation happening, got involved with the wrong timeline today or something, let's release you from that timeline that you're on. Remember, each time you have a thought, you're on a different timeline. You may have a damaging one that's causing you problems. I want that to be copied and pasted onto 500 to 1,000 of those. So let's release the one that you're on here that you're thinking of. So here we go. Coming to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Here we go. So get our co-host on here. So are you all ready to go, Elizabeth?
Yep, I'm ready to go. Thanks, Ron, for the sample clearings and clearing the date. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. We're so glad you could be here for the next hour. We will be on the Healing Highway tonight on Creation Lightship. And I hope everybody had a chance to email their questions to us or their testimonials, maybe from listening to the show on Saturday. Ron did a lot of sample healing, so if you had anything that you'd like to share with us or in any other capacity, whether you've been doing the healings yourself or you've been maybe having questions about them, you can please email those questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, as well as using our fast chat links. If you prefer to submit a question anonymously, you can do that as well and just follow the links at the top of Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, or you could just navigate to our BBS radio homepage and follow it that way. There are links there as well. So thank you everybody again for joining us, and we'll begin with some listener questions that we got over the weekend. And someone is asking Ron, Ron does chargings of images, and often you can find those at the expo if you attend in person. Ron will have available for purchase some drawings, which he can then charge for your personal use. And someone has a question about one of those. So this person is asking, they had an idea, and they're wondering, can I put my charged Merkaba drawing I received from Ron in front of the screen during clearings instead of a photo of me?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. The photo is what you want to have healing on. Merkaba is perfect. So the Merkaba will resonate to you, but the Merkaba doesn't have anything wrong with it. So it's a good question, but yeah, you want to have your picture there. And since you're talking about Merkabas, I was thinking very possibly we talked about having the Merkaba like underneath your plate of food and stuff. I'm not sure you want to protect it some way. I was thinking maybe you may want to put it just for a little experiment. Maybe you have some roses that you picked. You know, the weather back east is kind of a little goofy and stuff, so, you know, a lot of snow right now, but it may not work right now for you, but maybe in a month it will. You may want to put that underneath your vase, see if it'll energize the cut flowers that you have. Maybe you want to also take that. You might have, we'll just say, an indoor plant that you'd like to have some energy on it. I don't know if you could put it underneath it. It would still work underneath it, but maybe you could face it to the plant and just see what happens. Or maybe, you know, maybe in a month from now, you know, you notice that one year outside fence or something in your garden possibly isn't doing very well. So you may want to put the Merkaba facing that. It'll put out light energy. So even though it's designed for you, we'll put out light energy to other things that you can, you know, use it for. It does do two different things. I haven't mentioned that before, but to give that a try, and we'll just see what happens. Oh, that's back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a great explanation, Ron. And I think the you would want to use the photo of yourself. Also, you know, only if maybe you want to run the healing while you're at work or overnight when you can't actually, like, physically be in front of the computer, or you it's a particularly long healing and you want to have your photo there. And I think that's a good point, too. We've mentioned recently, I know on the show, that you want to have a recent picture. So maybe just snap a selfie that day and print it out you know, on your home printer and just use that, probably for the most effective method of healing there if you can't actually be physically sitting in front of the computer. I know a lot of people like to run healings on themselves while they're at work, or they have, you know, clients or appointments or whatever, and they can't actually have a computer with them or be sitting in the same room with it. So it's a good idea to do that. And that's an important point. All of the images that Ron has are already perfect, so they don't need any healing because they're coming from the light. So that makes perfect sense. And hopefully that will help you out using it on maybe possibly another plant or something else that might need some light energy there. Okay, so someone wrote in and said, thank you for clearing Saint Germain. And I believe this was done on the Saturday evening broadcast. So this person said they had all this activity with energies. They were a member in Mount Shasta, and they had ordained priests of the Melchizedek order, Catholic Mormon, Baptist, Gnostic teaching. So it sounds like they had a lot of religious indoctrination here. And they wrote, so such a relief to get all that outside stuff off of me. I've been doing clearings for about a year and feel so much better and lighter in every way.
Wonderful. That's good. Anything that comes to you outside of yourself is very suspect. You know, we talk about that being typically the unwanted universal travelers that are known as the aliens, creating these things for you. Not good to have anything internally coming to you, or attunements, transmissions, channeling, etc., because you don't know what else it's doing to you. It might feel warm and fuzzy one day, and then in a couple of years you wonder why you're on alien attacks and you can't sleep at night. Body's jerking because they're trying to attach your energy system. So, anyway, you have the Eliminating Alien Attack clearing on the website. It's very expensive, $30 a month. If you're a newbie listening and you do feel like you're being watched or something, or sleeping problems, having hits from the alien, body jerking a lot, feet bouncing at night. Well, that's what it is. And also look at young children, you know, when the mother's holding them, maybe the child, you know, 6 months or a year old, and find 1 minute, and the next minute they're screaming, feet wheeling around, trying to, you know, jump out of here, out of the mother's hands. Well, that's attack going on with that child. Oh. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's stuff you you want to be aware of and don't want to have happening to you. So actually, on the subject of children, I did get an email here in the inbox at CLS Questions about a baby or a child. And this kind of relates to what you were just saying, Ron. It says, this listener said, I was just listening to the archive from last Monday's show, and I'm writing to share. When my grandson was having behavioral issues at the young age of 1.5 or so, his aunt was the main caregiver for him. She told my daughter that there was something wrong with her son. I did many clearings on him, as mentioned on the show, when he was born. So after the falling out with his aunt, I ran the people courting disconnection clearing on my grandson. The changes happened overnight with his behavior night and day. So my daughter chalked it up to the problem was his aunt. I do have one question for Ron about him, my grandson. He runs away from us, never just walks. He runs, no fears, and runs. I first saw him do this on his hands and knees, using his feet and taking off. Any input would help. Not much change. He's 2.5 years old now. Kind of an interesting one.
He's running away from all the family members. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's just running away from everybody.
I would kind of suggest maybe he's not human, number one. A hybrid. I'd make it sound real simple. That word's acceptable. Maybe he's a artificial intelligent child. AI energy, and he doesn't recognize the signature of you as or to him. So he's afraid to connect to someone else that is not his same species. That's what I would kind of look at right now. You might just check it out and see if he does go to certain people around. So I would look at that.
I would wonder, who is he not running away from? And why does he not run away from those? You know what I mean? What's going on there?
Yeah, I just watched a movie on Netflix. I think it was called Revolt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those alien movies. You know, all the ones that come out now, action ones, normally are aliens because trying to show us what's going on. These aliens, the man in the story had a tattoo on, which kind of looked like it was a round circle with like a little line going halfway through it, kind of like a clock hand. And that was the insignia, the logo, maybe the trademark of this company that somehow did something with these aliens coming in here. At the very end, or near the end of the movie, these aliens came up to him because they're killing all the people. They would just disappear instantly of a smoke, and they're gone. And they would scan him and read that insignia and leave him alone. Well, that's kind of interesting. Maybe the child has something similar. It just doesn't recognize life form. That movie kind of indicates that same scenario. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, I wonder. I just wonder. I think I would need a little more clarity. It sounds like the problems maybe, even if I don't know, from the first part of the email, it sounds like the mother was kind of not in the picture and he was being raised by a relative, so there could be some kind of disconnect there. I don't know. It's just one of those things, you'd have to actually, be in the situation to really understand it. So maybe if you could try that and get a little more clarity on what the situation is, it might be helpful in terms of determining which healing or clearing would be most effective for that individual. But it's great that you've been doing people courting disconnection and other clearings on that child, and it's actually really easy to clear kids and inexpensive because they don't have a year's worth of baggage and stuff that needs to be taken out of them. It's very fast and simple and pretty much painless because they haven't had a chance to collect all of that in this lifetime. In terms of previous lifetimes, I don't really know. Maybe they have stuff that they brought with them into this world, and it could be something that you would then need to look at that. Because if they're only 2.5, I don't know. That could be a previous generation thing going on there. So maybe some clearings that go back and deal with that stuff, whatever is causing him to behave this way, could have been brought in from a previous lifetime. That could also be a potential situation. Ron, do you have any thoughts on that before we move on? Or
that's, you know, like correct there.
Yeah.
The way of, yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. So speaking of aliens and alien attacks, someone just purchased the alien attack removal clearing, and they're wondering if they can clear... can they clear more than one timeline at a time?
Oh. I don't have any attack stage, no. Only do one at a time.
Just do one at a time. Okay. And another listener suggested the harmonic frequency clearing for the baby. Kind of a good idea.
But it is also... negativity clearing too, possibly. You know, I don't know if that would help, but without knowing what the baby or the child is actually seeing when he looks at people, you know, he's seeing a lot of, maybe he sees dark fields around the people and he's afraid of them, you know?
Yeah, you never know with kids. They're very... perceptive and conscious of things in a different way, and probably still developing visually, so they could definitely be seeing that kind of stuff. And I guess we'll just continue the conversation about that, you know, as it develops and unfolds. And a lot of the times I find with this, it's just trying out different healings and seeing what makes a difference in the behavior in someone's life and how they relate to others. Or how they just kind of stop relating to others and aren't affected by outside energies as much. It's actually very self-empowering because a lot of the times the clearings that you run make you a lot stronger and more confident and just more centered and peaceful so that you're not really affected by the other outside forces. You're not taking on other people's stuff. So it sounds like maybe that could be going on there too. Okay, Ron, we have another question. And someone's asking, can we be on the light ship and battling aliens with the special forces at the same time?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
But typically you would only be on the light ship, like on the radio shows or the conference calls that I have. You won't be there on the light ship just battling if I'm not talking with you. I'll clarify that. Right now, you could be battling because we have the show on. You could be on the light ship having some healings that I haven't even mentioned, okay? And you could be out battling, but once the show ends here, or if we're on a conference call, then you will not be on the light ship. You don't have the proper jurisdiction or the energy to even go there. If you did try to go there, they then tolerate basically, and you would no longer exist. Oh. Thank you.
Okay, that's really good to know, and a really good clarification. And I think we'll just move on. I did want to mention, before I forget, and this happens every month, Ron does a series of intensive conference calls, and I think there's going to be a Saturday intensive. It's 3 hours, and it starts on April the 7th, and it's from 1 to 4 Pacific, 4 to 7 Eastern. He does water light code infusions, and then the next Sunday, directly after that, so it would be Sunday the 8th, and then consecutively the 15th and the 22nd, he'll be doing six-hour Sunday sessions with 4 to 7 bottles of drinking water, misting bottles, healing light codes that will be infused into these waters during the call for your specific needs. And also he removes alien parasitic life forms from your physical body. People have written in just like wonderful life-affirming testimonials about being on these calls. If that's something you'd like to attend live or as a registered absentee, be sure to check out the links at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You'll find all that information as well as the dates for the conference calls. And also, Ron is going to be doing the New Living Expo later this month, which is on the 27th, 28th, and 29th of April. So make sure you check out the links to at the top of creationlightship.com if you'd like to attend. That is the California Expo, and it's in San Mateo, which is a little bit south of San Francisco. So all the West Coast people, if you'd like to get more info on that, please check out the links, and hopefully Ron will see you there. So I also wanted to address this question, Ron. Somebody's asking about quarantine, and they're asking, if someone passes, now that this isn't a prison planet anymore, what clearings should we do to care for them? Should or could the people who've passed on be taken out of quarantine now?
No. Only happens after ascension.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You want to still do the these loved ones for the spirit. You want to do the one for emotional body. Remember, you're still on timeline. So you could be taken from a timeline that you previously lived by your thoughts. That could be also connected to you. So just because most of the aliens are gone here doesn't mean that you don't need to do any clearing. So clearings still are very, very valuable and valid. You want to do them. Well, let's just say, I'll give you a scenario here. Well, let's just say that there's Sam who is going to be dying in 10 minutes, okay? And so somehow Sam probably is all drugged up in the hospital. He's having a wonderful dream when he went to Hawaii when he was 25. So instantly he's now on the age of 25 timeline at Hawaii. And his body dies, what's his last thought on a timeline? How the aliens can still get you on those timelines. They're still active. And I haven't found a way to release timelines yet because it's still mind energy, which the aliens have control of. Mind energy is putting you onto a timeline that you lived on previously, so you could be taken away that way. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow. That's, I mean, when you think about it that way, it's kind of crazy. So that's why it's really important to do also the mind-to-heart drop And I think we're still doing I Now Command My Spirit and To Be Made Real.
That's good.
Okay, great. Yeah, because you want to get off those timelines and disconnect from that alien thought programming mind stuff as much as possible. And the mind to heart drop is a really simple, effective, fast way to do that. And Ron will do it at the end of the show along with everybody. So if you have never heard that before, it's you can do it yourself and say it out loud, and that kind of gets you out of the thoughts and into the heart and into peace.
Just a question for the listeners. When you do the mind to heart drop, you say, and make me real at the very end before you do the number count.
Mm-hmm.
When I was back east, maybe a half a dozen people, or I was told that, they go blank and they can't say those words. I'm just wondering if anybody else is having that same situation. So that's kind of interesting. Like, they don't want you to be real, so they somehow, something in one of the implants or something to have you forget about saying that. I'm just curious if anybody else had situations like that. Back to you.
Yeah, I think I've been saying at the end of the, I think I've been saying before I do the number count, I now command my spirit to drop my thoughts into my heart and to be made real. So I just have noticed a great feeling of peace with that and a feeling of groundedness. Yeah, and I wonder if everybody else out there is doing, you know, make me real. It would be nice to get some feedback on that, how it's working for people and how they're feeling. Maybe we'll get some responses before the end of the show here. So somebody else wrote in, Ron, and they're asking about this space clearing. And they said, we keep the space clearings running for both of us, but we continue to hear bangs and crack noises in the house. How can we get this to stop?
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You got some visitors, huh? Well, then get on the alien attack page.
Yeah.
And it could be possible that it could be entities.
I was wondering, do you think it's entities, Ron?
Liking to, maybe it wants some orange juice or something, you know, I don't know, and it's trying to get your attention. So I would try that, that clearing first. I'd probably do the entity clearing, but you got to just see if it feels alien to you or not. Because aliens normally won't cause any thumps, so it's probably more, not that they can't, but, it's probably more of an entity in your house, maybe walking maybe in your attic or if you have a second floor or something. Well, I would do the entity clearing, and you want to do that, more than one time naturally. And just curious if this is a new house for you. Maybe the house is possessed. No. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that could be going on there, and it's on. I was wondering if maybe it could possibly be entities. They seem to like to cause trouble and make noises. So I don't know. Is there maybe a whole lifetime entity clearing that's having to do with people? Though, I mean, if you ran that on yourself, or your partner, would that be effective against the space in terms of clearing out the entities, Ron? I mean, I guess my guess is that it would be because they're probably attaching to you and you're in the house. So if you ran whole lifetime entity clearings, that might effectively get them to stop bothering you and then, like, leave the house?
That's possible. Or just put them after your name, you know. Maybe put your house in where your name would be. Put your name and then your house, and you want to clear your house for that.
Yeah, your address.
Your address, and then maybe even do the location space clearing.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good clearing.
Kind of decide which one you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they get that clearing, and then with that, how that helps you. You have to do both of them. I don't know.
Location and space clearing. That's also dealing with alien stuff. And you can do house rooms, workspace, vehicles, ley lines, EMF, radiation, radio waves, all different rooms in your house. I wonder if this is the clearing they are doing, though. So I'm not sure. If they are doing that and want to try something else, maybe go for the entities and see if that helps you. And then keep us posted. Let us know. It's always nice to hear somebody writes in with a question, and then we suggest, or listeners suggest, a clearing, or Ron suggests what to do, and then we don't ever really hear back about whether or not it worked. So sometimes we do, but it's always nice to hear back if something was effective, and if not, then maybe we can discuss it again and try to come up with another solution. Okay, so somebody said on the Keeping Me Real, they said, yes, it took me 2 weeks to say it and keep me real. Now it is very comfortable. I also do it after other healings and thoughts. So powerful, just so peaceful.
That's great.
Yeah, that is great. And for some reason, I know I kept forgetting to say and make me real, keep me real. I kept having to say it like 5 or 6 times, and I'd be like, keep me real, and then count. So I was also doing that. Let's see. Somebody else said the same thing. Yes, Ron, it was different for me. I did have a hard time saying those words, make me real, and I would have to start over. It's getting easier now.
Yeah, very interesting.
I know. Isn't that funny? A lot of people were having a hard time telling themselves to be kept real.
Yeah, it's probably the body doesn't know what real is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying something, the body goes, huh?
Huh, yeah.
So it doesn't want to necessarily say that because it doesn't know that it isn't real. Well, anyway, back to you.
Oh, excuse me. Thanks, Ron. I don't know, Ron, do you want to do any sample clearings? Maybe like, I know you did a lot on Saturday, and we got a couple of testimonials from that. Maybe we could do like a clearing for everyone's neck.
Yeah, I'll do that. You want to read those two testimonials if you got a couple?
Oh, yeah. I actually think we already read them at the beginning of the show. But while we're doing that, I'll look for some more from Saturday.
If anybody could send something in new, that'd be great.
Okay,
well, yeah, I'll
great.
Work with neck issues here. Be anything, you know, whether, you know, it could be emotional stress, you know, trauma, muscles tight, you know, an accident that could have happened. We'll see, I'll take away the pain energy from the pain in your neck. So here we go. I'll keep counting to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, it's a heavy one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. You might want to move your neck around a little bit. Maybe the vertebrae will align themselves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Let me do that one again. There's still some energy on some people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we'll just see how that feeling for you and send us some information on it. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, yeah, it seems like a lot of neck stuff going on there, Ron, and thanks so much for doing that sample clearing. Oh, excuse me, I'm still yawning over that one. Okay, my eyes are watering. Okay, so there's another couple of people who wrote in and said, "Hi, Ron, we were first taught to say and keep me real, and I was one of those people coming up with this four-word phrase. The word real just blanked out. I had to put post-it notes around me to let it come freely. It is fine now, but I am confused if the phrase is supposed to be keep or made. I like the word keep because it feels like it's more in the present."
Either one would work. Keep me real sounds good.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of people were having mind heart drop hurdles, as this listener says, and they said, "Yes, at first I had gaps trying to do mind to heart drop and keep me real. Much better now and smoothed out. Agree. It took about 2 weeks. Once in a while now, not flowing, but most times are perfect."
Great.
All right, so I apologize. We are getting a little bit behind here with this. A lot of questions just came in at once, so I'm doing my best to sort through them, everybody. Thanks so much for your patience. And somebody wrote in about Sunday, the BBS program show was on robotic clearing, and someone wrote in and said, "So when doing the mind-to-heart drop, shifting the phrase made me realize sort of a new program. So I'll need to say it for a while for it to become automatic." And, yeah, I think that's a good observation, because the robotic programming that we have probably is interfering with our ability to do the mind-to-heart drop sometimes, or even to clarify on being able to say to ourselves that we want to be made or kept real, or whichever you're doing. I'm sure it's fine. So, yeah, the Sunday BBS show was on that topic of robotic clearing. So if you'd like to listen to the archive on that and hear more about that topic, it's a great resource, and BBS has all of these wonderful archives for us. And if you're unable to catch the shows live during the week, you can always tune in there and catch up on what you missed, and also learn about a lot of the different topics that we've discussed in the past. Okay, so somebody suggested for new listeners doing the mind-to-heart drop, if you're not able to say that and make me real, then the 2,000 years of darkness barcode removal. They suggest doing that or the Be Here in the Now online with Make Me Real next to your name, and then see if you can say the phrase.
That's good.
Okay. Great. And I think this is the person who wrote in about the house. They said they're doing entity clearings and space clearings as well.
Well, picking up on the paranormal show again on Friday, we'll see if have any success there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good topic for paranormal night. That's the Friday show, so we'll pick that back up on that day if anybody else wants to think about it or has some suggestions. I don't know. I know, Ron, in the past you've done these, like, animal spirit clearings, which have been really effective and actually really wonderful. I don't know. We can come back to that on Friday. Hopefully we'll have some more insight on that topic. So someone's asking if a good spirit command is to say, I now command my spirit, my body, and the mind of my body to become one in the now.
That could work.
Okay. And someone else is agreeing with you, Ron, and said, yes, deceased loved ones are on another timeline because other family members, to see the emotional bodies with messages of regret. So we'll need to repeat the deceased loved one's emotional body clearing.
Right, yeah, do that then, yeah.
Okay, and let's see. I think this is, we already answered this, so. Okay, so the listener who wrote in at the beginning of the show about that they were having issues with the child, and they said, I thought he is a hybrid. We need to get an AI school for these children who are not human, and he is very different and very smart, and his mom is in the picture. She works full-time. I refuse to be his caregiver, and the name of the movie that Ron said, I think, was called Revolt. They're asking, Ron, if you could repeat the name of that movie. And was that what it was called?
It is Revolt, I believe.
Okay.
Because the O in that had the little circle with the line in it.
Oh, yes.
So it just shows, you know, near the end you kind of catch on that these aliens recognize the person, maybe their caregiver, and they won't terminate him.
Ah.
So AI is interfacing with humans, okay? Where the other people, whether they're humans or some other species, I'll just say that they are human, were being terminated by this thing. So it is kind of interesting to watch it and to see how they just go poof, you know. We did another clearing here. Let's see if anybody wrote in, about the last one. So I'm going to do one for... maybe people with ankle problems and sore feet. I did that, I think, on Saturday. Also, now the least healings will work three times for you when you go into the archives. So here we go. People with maybe ankle problems and sore feet, got a bunion or something, I don't know, or something going on with your feet. I can help you out here. So here we go. Releasing pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Somebody out there has something in their foot. It looks like maybe they had a sticker going through their foot or a piece of glass or something, you know, long time ago. And naturally it's still there and it's painful. So I just thought I'd bring that up. How to get it out, I can't tell you, but I'll just do the clearing here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100, and I'll repeat this here, do it over again. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. So that should ease your pain in your ankles and feet. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow. That's great, Ron. Wow. Thank you so much for these clearing samples tonight. It's always really nice to get these, and often a lot of people have, like, a huge response. Like, I know I was just like, wow. I wasn't even really thinking about my feet except for the fact that they were a bit cold, and I felt a huge release for that one. So I wonder if anybody else would like to write in and share. Somebody said, I think on Saturday, somebody said they, for back pain, they felt a huge warm heat in their lower back and traveling down their left leg. They've suffered severe back pain and sciatic nerve pain in the past, and they actually had forgot that that energy was still there. So they felt a lot of warmth, and it sounds like a lot of relief from the Saturday healings that you did, Ron.
Wonderful.
That's great. Yeah, thank you for letting us know. And somebody said they're asking about the harmonic frequency clearing. They're wondering if that's a single-use clearing or if it's unlimited.
I don't have my computer up, so I don't know. Maybe somebody out there will have that information for us.
Okay, I'm actually checking, and it is a whole lifetime clearing.
Oh, it was.
So, but let me see. I don't think there is an unlimited option. I don't know, actually. That's a really good question. I know there's two different ones. There's one for somebody who's older than 20, and there's one for someone who's, if they're 20 or younger, it's not as much money. So it looks like it is just a single-use clearing.
Might just be single-use then.
Yeah, I don't see an unlimited option there. So it wouldn't be like the whole lifetime clearing where you could get the, you can get the unlimited. All right, so let's see. Just got a bunch more questions in here. Yes, unlimited harmonic frequency. There's no whole life clearing. Somebody else wrote in, hi, Ron, I'm confused about pain. If pain is caused by a structural defect, such as diminished cartilage, arthritis, etc., does an entity come in and cause the pain to keep coming? Can the lightship heal the structural defect of the body? Thanks.
Okay, yeah, entities will come in because you have pain and they have maybe the same condition that you have and know about the pain, and they come in because they want to steal your life force energy to keep them living. Yes, entities can give you your pain, and you may have lots of pain because of that. The other question would be, can that be healed? Well, that one's hard to say. I'll say typically it can be, but you have to figure out what other energetic bodies are you dealing with. Okay? So you may have an energetic body that's dealing, like, say, a trauma body that's connected to maybe bones rubbing together or something, which you don't understand, but, you know, these energetic bodies can cause problems. So if you have a situation, the best thing that I can offer you would be get into the body jumpstart clearing. And I think that's a 3-month clearing, and just keep on it. See if it helps you. But also know that don't fix one of the energetic bodies that has come into your physical body. They're causing that problem to begin with and not have any success. So the energetic bodies is you want to clear out first. So find out which energetic body could be connected to maybe cartilage or whatever problem that you're dealing with. Or that energy gets lodged in your body somewhere. It could be lodged there, and one of your energetic bodies could be contaminated, causing that the worst. So that's why you want to clean out stuff internally from you. You may also want to do the soul family disconnect. Maybe you volunteered to have that problem. Oh, get rid of that. Back to you. Oh. And then if you're limping, let's just say that you're limping, then your psychic billboard is going to say that, limping because you have a problem. And people will look at you and acknowledge that and put their thoughts into your psychic billboard, making it worse also. I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to think of it that way, like you volunteered for it. But, yeah, you may have been even put forward for it by somebody else in your soul family. So that's why it's a good idea to disconnect from them, because they do not really necessarily want the best for you. A lot of these aliens and a lot of these, I don't know what you would even say, entities, they just kind of want to torture you and make your life here miserable so that they can steal your energy and keep you down, basically. So that's why Ron has all of these clearings, all of these healings, all of these ways for you to take a stand against this. And a lot of the times, unfortunately, you probably did volunteer for it and you didn't even know what you were volunteering for. So now that you've been listening to the show and you have been reading and you're getting all this new awareness, you can use the clearings to kind of effectively change your life and become more peaceful, become less kind of beholden to these forces that are outside of you. And I think we're actually coming to the end of the show. Ron, I did have a couple more questions here, but I unfortunately don't think we're going to have a chance to get to them. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you so much, everybody, for writing in. Thank you, Ron, for all the wonderful samples. And I hope you can join us again on Wednesday. We'll be on Station 1 at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And also check out the weekly calls that Ron does. I know tomorrow is the decoding call, I believe, on Tuesdays. So make sure you check out all of his links and visit creationlightship.com for more information about all the healings and clearings we've discussed here tonight. And thanks again, everybody. Ron, over to you.
Okay, so it's just mind a heart drop, everybody. And to say out loud, now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head. You could say thoughts of my mind, that would work too, and thought them into my heart. Will count from up and make me real. I will count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's like an elevator dropping your thoughts down to your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wonderful, everybody. Hopefully you have some nice healings tonight. You feel better. And so I'll say thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, helping out. And naturally, thank all you listeners listening. Well, bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. We'll see you later.